Jeffrey's just a normal guy, and Jessica's just a normal girl. Unfortunately, that means they are addicted to all of the bad habits of the modern world. Vapes, porn, hookups, degenerate music, scrolling, they don't even realize these things are bad for them until it's too late. And when they do realize these habits are bad, they just can't quit. Every single day, they notice their screen time is far too high. They start the day adamant that they will eat clean, but by nighttime, they binge eat. Jeffrey says he won't relapse again, but he does. And then again, and again, and again. Jessica says she won't go back to him, but she does, and again, and again, and again. They can't trust themselves to hold their own promises, and because of that, they struggle in making money, forming good relationships, and being happy. Adonis. Adonis is the ultimate man, a kind but strong tribe leader, masculine, but friendly, sexy, and funny. But he wasn't always like this. Just like you, in his younger years, Adonis too suffered from insecurities and weaknesses. But through his daily discipline, he was able to make progress and build himself into a man he respects and the best woman of his tribe is attracted to. I hear all the time that some of you who watch my videos didn't even realize you weren't subscribed to this channel. So if you can do me a favor and just double check that you're subscribed to this channel, I'd be so grateful. It's the simple and free thing that anyone who watches my videos frequently can do to help my work here. It helps keep everything going, so please just double check that you're subscribed, and I appreciate you for being here. I started self-improvement 5 years ago. In the COVID lockdown, people online were talking about changing your life, running outside for exercise, meditating, dopamine detoxing, all of these things people were saying could help you transform your life, and I really needed that. I was living like the complete degenerate dopamine overload life that so many young people were, where I'd wake up and I'd just eat like junk food right away. I'd smoke weed, I'd play video games, watch porn, and just do all these bad habits, and I had nothing going for me. So I got onto self-improvement. I started to meditate, eat clean, work out outside twice a day, work deeply on a business, learn and read and get away from as many of the bad habits as I possibly could. And it changed my life. It changed the trajectory of my future up until I achieved the success that I wanted so badly. I became complacent. I started to focus not on the 10 or 20 healthy habits that I had in my life that just made me a happy, satisfied, high performer, but rather I started to obsess over just one thing, success. So I stopped doing the self-improvement habits that actually built me up in the first place, and I just wanted to make money. So many people are only obsessed about money and success. And I started to adopt that thinking like, oh, so this is what success looks like. Success is when you make as much money as possible. So there became times when I would have a trade-off in my mind. Should I wake up and do the habits that actually make me feel really happy and help me to heal and help me to learn? Or should I wake up and just get right to work and try and make as much money as possible? Most people choose the second answer, and I did. And honestly, it was a mistake, because as you might have observed in my own journey, I had like a very rapid start to my success, which was so nice, and it was well deserved for the way that I was living. But then for a long time, I basically just plateaued, and I kept on making like stupid mistake after stupid mistake. Interestingly, because I was obsessed over success and money, instead of just living the healthiest life possible, which is what self-improvement gave me. So I lived like this for a while and things were going downhill. And just randomly, like a few months ago, I got this like fire burning inside me again. And I started to put the pieces back into their places, thinking that the way that I was living back in 2020 and 2021, that was the right way for me to live. Like honestly, like when I think of old Hamza, the version of me in 2020, he just was so accurate in the way that he had constructed his lifestyle and his routine, that now I'm looking at that version of me thinking, damn, like he was based as fuck. Like I've got to copy what he was doing. Okay, dopamine detoxing, meditating an hour a day. And so over the last few months, I'm so happy to say that I actually got completely back onto this path. It's not been easy. There's been so much shit that's happened still, but I have like been meditating every single day. It's like 119 days in a row. The last like few weeks has been 1 hour a day, just like I used to do back in 2020. This is genuine, like I don't think I've ever been like this happy, this joyful in my life. It's been weeks since I've like been on the internet, like consuming content. I was speaking to someone at the gym yesterday and I told her like, I'm like a walking contradiction. I'm like a social media influencer. And I don't even have social media on my phone. I've not had it for close to about a month now. My phone is black and white. I'm not logged in on my own like social media apps. I make the content and then my team edits it and uploads it for me. Like I genuinely couldn't tell you like how many views I've gotten in the last like 10 videos, which I'm so happy to say because this means I'm genuinely making content for just this heartfelt purpose of helping younger me and guys like him. I feel like the videos I've made in the last few weeks are better, which is so interesting because I focus less on work, less on success, and more on self-improvement. So I'm well and truly back on self-improvement, dopamine detoxing the way that I was like 5 years ago. I feel amazing and I am living proof that this life that I preach to you really works. So let's go over my advice for you on how to start self-improvement or how to restart if you had already been here, but you maybe had fallen off a little bit. First of all, let me give you a definition. What is self-improvement? This is my own definition. It's just simply improving everything that you care about. It's about making progress in all areas of life. So there's three categories of people. In the first category, probably like 99% of people, they just don't really make progress in anything. The second category of people are like the successful people. Okay, this is about 0.9% of people. And they make progress only in one thing, which we all know what it is. It's in their career, their businesses, work, success. But the 0.1% of people, we make progress in our career and business as well, but also in like 10 different things as well, like in your health, sleep, healing, trauma, your ability to connect to other people and pick up on social cues and to be confident and to travel and to like live a full and healthy life. Most people don't even make progress in their work, career, and money. We want everything. I got onto self-improvements because I saw how most people lived. And I didn't want to live like that. Most people just obsess over making money in their lives. Like, that's it. Money is important. But having that as like the only thing that you care about, like your entire day-to-day life is just about making money. I just found that to be like one-dimensional and weak in a lot of ways. And so I started self-improvements in 2020 when I watched this free online course. It's called The Science of Wellbeing and it's by Yale University. And basically this professor distills a bunch of research on what actually makes a good life, like a happy, fulfilled life. And what was so interesting is first she presents a module to you on what people think makes a good life. And it turns out it's not true at all. So what do people think would make up a good life? Good grades, good job, buy a house, get married. These are like some of the basic achievements. And you're probably thinking, well, yeah, of course that makes a good life. Of course it does, right? The research that this professor shows you was that none of those things actually significantly increase your happiness. We as gullible human beings think it will, but a large part of that is almost like marketing from these companies that are trying to convince us that we need these things to be happy. Turns out that those are not the things that make you happy, which sounds crazy. Like, I wouldn't even blame you if you don't believe me. You're like, Hamza, you're saying that like good grades and a good job doesn't make you happy. You're saying that getting married doesn't make you happy. You're saying like getting a house. Like, apparently so. And it makes sense because think about it. You probably know so many people who got okay grades in school, who got a pretty good job. They're married, they've got a house, and they're kind of miserable. It might actually be your parents. What actually makes a human being say, I lived an amazing life when they're about to die? It turns out it's very vague things. You don't really learn in school, but you learn from religion and from your community. It's things like kindness, presence, gratitude. It's things like getting enough sunlight and sleep, getting away from too much screen time. Like the negative effects of too much screen time, especially Instagram and TikTok, are horrendous on your perception of how good your life is. It's these vague things that you often can't buy. And this is where self-improvement comes in. Most people just want success. They just want money. And I think that's a weakness. Self-improvement is for the people who want success and money, but also 10, 20 other good parts of life as well. I didn't just want to work all day. In fact, if you want to see like the real Hamza, there's a video on my channel called I Don't Want to Work All Day. And I feel like that period of when I was making videos was probably like the most authentic, vulnerable, and real I ever was. Like, that's the real Hamza speaking in that video.
I'm surrounded by a society and even the entire world of hardworking, hustle and grind people. I think the modern day intense desire for money is what fuels that fear of missing out. I've realized that I'm nothing like these people. I believe this mindset and this lifestyle of working less less will actually achieve more.
Let me tell you a story, right? In 2022, I was with my ex-girlfriend and we're staying in this beautiful Airbnb on a farm in Scotland, like literally living on a farm, right? I've already got like 500, 600,000 subscribers. I make good money and I've decided to move to a farm in the middle of the mountains. There's like donkeys and goats and chickens, literally, I swear to God. And every morning we would wake up, me and my ex, and she would make coffee. And we would stand outside, just outside the kitchen, you could like open the door there, and face off like into the mountains where the sun was rising. And it was like a really beautiful scene. And because it was really cold, most mornings I would wear this very bathrobe. I would open it up and she would kind of like stand inside the bathrobe with me and I'd kind of like close it behind her so that we were both warm, drinking coffee together. It's like a very like sweet habit that we did like every morning. Until I started to watch Andrew Tate and other like male influencers who just say, yeah, just make money, work as much as possible. So then I decided to not do this habit with her anymore and instead just wake up and go straight to making money in the morning. I actually felt good doing that. You know, I felt really productive. Then she would make coffee and bring it to me. And you know, we still got like a little cute moment where she'd bring me coffee when I was working and I felt like a, you know, like a really masculine alpha male. Yeah, sure. I didn't really think much of it. 9 months after that point, for my birthday in 2023, she gave me a painting of that very scene of us stood inside of my bathrobe with the donkeys to the side and the mountains in the back. Especially for feminine women, these little habits of warmth, love, and presence mean so much to them that even months, even years after you've stopped doing that thing, they will remember it. I'm telling you the story and the reason why it's quite important to me is because it shows like two sides of me and two sides of many men. We have the side of us that is just so full of love and is still productive, still makes a lot of money, still is very successful, but your very presence with your loved ones and you have these small, slow moments in the day. And then we have like the drink a lot of coffee and make as much money as possible. And oh, yeah, smoke cigars and wear sunglasses. Yeah, you'll look really... Your life is not defined by just how much money you've made, but rather these small moments that you will always look back on and your people around you will look back on. And one interesting reason why self-improvement is so important is to just recognize what's happening in the world. People are pretty miserable, right? People are pretty miserable and depressed. But the same people are actually physically safe and actually making money. The people who just obsess over money, that they're voluntarily putting themselves in the rat race. You've been sold this idea that escaping the rat race comes from making enough money. It's not. Escaping the rat race comes from just a simple mindset of almost like caring about money less than most people. There's people who are not in the rat race and they make 30K a year, and there's people who are in the rat race who make 3 million a year. Some of the poorest men you've ever seen are rich. There's a quote from like, I think it's like a Stoic philosopher, and he says something like, we say we have riches when really the riches have us the same way that a flu does. Like, I don't know, we'll show it up on screen, but basically, you know, when you're sick, you say, I have a cold, I have a flu. Really, like the cold or the flu has you. So when we say, I have riches, I have a lot of money, the money almost has you. Like some men are so poor that they only have money. And you know what's interesting? We still want to get successful. We still want to make money. Look, I make a lot of money and I'm very happy that I do that. But what's interesting is the competition to make money these days is very high. We all know this, right? Like the competition for business, for your career, for even grades in school is very high. You need every advantage you can get. And self-improvement, this life that I live and maybe that you want to live, gives you that advantage. Whilst other people just try to work as much as possible, staring into the computer screen and then sacrificing sleep for it and social connection so their brain is like tired and disorientated and they make worse decisions. The person who's more hardcore on self-improvement instead of just working and making money, he'll end up making better decisions, his brain is more optimized, and he'll actually excel. You need every advantage you can get. And working long hours to just try to make money is not an advantage. Everyone can fucking do that. The advantage comes from being on self-improvement and doing the things that optimize your brain. So how do you start self-improvement? I think the easiest way to get consistent is to start with the start of your day, the morning routine. I used to wake up with this vague sense of like, okay, so I'm gonna go to work and maybe I'll try and make money like in a business. When I discovered the concept of self-improvement and realizing that, you know, there's things that actually boost your perception of how happy and good your life was more than even money and success, what I started to do was create a morning routine where I would wake up And the first thing that I would do is mindfulness meditation. I downloaded this app called Medita, which is nice because it doesn't have like adverts or whatever. And I would set on like the daily meditation there for like 3 minutes and just try and follow it as best as I could. When I first started, I could barely do like a minute without getting so, so bored. But afterwards it got to 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and I started to level it up. The point of meditation is that it literally reverses all of the damage that's been done to your brain by the modern world and all the short form content, ADHD bullshit. You know how most people have got like ADHD symptoms these days? Meditation basically reverses that. You literally are training yourself to just focus on one place. And every time you lose your focus, you know, when you get a random thought or a memory and you get distracted, the point of meditation is to just bring your focus back to the breath. A lot of people have tried to meditate, but then they say, no, I can't because I lose my focus. That's like saying, oh, well, I tried to go to the gym, but then once I did like 7 reps on the bench press, I couldn't do any more reps. So it didn't work for me. You hit failure on a set of bench press. That's a good thing, you fucking retard. So what, did you think on your first meditation session ever you'd just achieve enlightenment and not have mind wandering? Come on. The point isn't to not lose your focus. The point is to lose your focus and just bring it back. It's the act of bringing your attention back to the breath that is you literally training your attention span. Because maybe you'll do it 10 or 20 times in a few minutes, bring your attention back. You lose your focus, bring your attention back. You lose your focus, bring your attention back. When you do that, you are literally training yourself to focus on the thing that you said you'd focus on. That's such a powerful skill. So you've woken up and just done your meditation. First thing, I'm talking literally when my eyes open, I grab my phone and I meditate straight away. I don't even like brush my teeth just yet or anything. I do it ASAP. One tip for this, if you want to be even more consistent, at nighttime, before you go to sleep, go on your phone, open the app. And when it's on like this, I open like the screen as well. Like I use the timer, right? So I open it like this. Then I press the power button and I put my phone on charging and I leave it like this. This way, when I wake up in the morning and I unlock my phone, the first thing I see already is the app. It's already open. I don't have to like open it in the morning. It's already on the screen. So it's already there. So I'm like, okay, I turn it on and I just do the meditation session first thing. Right after that, the second habit you can do in your morning routine that again is shown to have a massive boost in your sense of like happiness, joy, and development as a person is gratitude training. Basically, you take some time to express gratitude for the things that you have in your life. Just manually evoke this feeling of appreciation for something that you have around you. So the way that I like to do this is with gratitude journaling. Get a journal, like a notepad, a pen, and just write down, I'm grateful for, and just think about what you can appreciate right now. Quite a lot of people struggle with this, which by the way, like it says a lot about you. No offense, but I would not want to be friends with you right now for the next few years if you're the type of person who literally sits there and's like, oh, I can't think of anything to appreciate in my life. You sound like a fucking ungrateful asshole, honestly. And me as well, 5 years ago. When I first did this, I sat there and I was like, oh, well, I've got nothing I'm grateful for. It makes me fucking cringe when I look back and think of that version of me. When you're sat there in like your home, which is safe and there's no fucking leakage or damage, and you've got like fucking AC and heating in your home, and you've got clean water to drink, and you've got food, and your family's all alive, and you're thinking, oh, I've got nothing to appreciate. If you're finding it difficult to write down things that you're grateful for, what you can do is take this to the next step and think about things in your life disappearing or dying. Think about your mother passing away. Like visualize it in your mind of how that would go and the pain that you'd be in and the lump in your throat. Sit in that pain for some time, and then when you open your eyes, realize that your mother hasn't passed away, and there's so much more appreciation that you can show for her, that you take so many things in your life for granted, and write that down. Don't be lazy and just write down one word. Mom, cup, phone. Write it in full sentences and make it deep. Write a whole page for one thing. I'm grateful for my mother. I don't tell her enough, but of course I appreciate her so much. And when I just did that visualization that Hamza spoke about where I visualized her passing away, I couldn't believe how painful it was. One day, there is gonna be a day that she passes away and she's not gonna be there in that room all the time. And it's gonna be so painful. I don't know how other people even cope with that. I appreciate her so much and I don't tell her enough. Write something like that down and then go into the other room and go give your mom a fucking hug. Do you see from my perspective, like how ashamed I am for our generation, how rare this type of behavior is? How few of the people in our generation actually tell their parents that you're grateful for them? This is the life that self-improvement can give you. You become the son who actually expresses appreciation to your family. And not just from a distance as you make money and send it to them, but there in person in this warm embrace that is what your parents want in the first place. This lifestyle that you can get into with self-improvement is so important. This is just one habit you can do first thing in the morning, expressing gratitude to the people that you love. Go on your phone, send a voice message to one of your friends. Hey, bro, like, I'm so glad that we met. And, you know, you said this to me and I really appreciate that. I really appreciate our friendship, man. I wish you nothing but the best. Thank you for being my friend. Imagine you send one of your friends a voice note like that, like every day. You would be such a remarkable, unique young person, because basically no one does this. We all just think that's kind of cringe or whatever. We all just like are scared of doing something like that because it feels a bit abnormal. But then fuck it, be abnormal. Normal is to be depressed and on ADHD medication. Fuck being normal. So once you've started your morning routine with meditation, gratitude journaling, the third habit is exercise. Go for a workout first thing in the morning after the previous two habits, and you'll feel so good for the rest of the day. And what's beautiful about working out is it gives you a lot of hope for the future. I know quite a lot of people who watch me are already consistent in working out, and you'd agree with this. But if there's anyone who's watching this who's not very consistent in exercising, it's one of the best habits you can do. Not only for your health, all the science shows that it's amazing for you and stuff, but it's like for your psychology. Like, it gives you hope for the future. You want time to pass, because when you are consistently going to the gym, you know that next month your physique and your health and fitness will be better, and the month after that it'll be better and better and better. You want the future to come faster. Like, do you know how nice that feels? That is quite literally the opposite of depression. Depression is like this sadness, this emptiness, this nihilism, especially for things that have happened. Anxiety is like the worry for the future. Exercise gives you hope for the future. And the smirk on your face today, when you look in the mirror and you literally can see your physique changing in front of your eyes, it gives you such a massive level of self-respect. The type of exercise that I most recommend, because you know there's different types, you can go running and you can play sports and whatever. The type of exercise that I think is most transformative is weightlifting. Basically, you go to the gym and you go to the machines, the dumbbells and the barbells, and you train with them to get stronger over time, to take your muscles to exhaustion. And when you recover after a few days, your muscles are bigger and you just look sexier. And this is true for men and for women. You can literally just go onto ChatGPT and tell it to give you a workout routine that's optimized for like sexual attractiveness. I have like a program that's linked in the description if you wanted to look at the specific one that I use to create like the sort of sexy V-taper. You do just those three habits at the start of your day, and that's already like a pretty productive day. You've trained your mind, you've trained your kindness and showed appreciation to people that you love, and then you've trained your body. That's already like a really nice day. Then if you go to school or work or whatever, you're like, you've done everything, like congratulations. You know how before I told you that story of me and my ex-girlfriend, and we had like a coffee outside with presents and she was like wrapped up in my bathrobe? That was like a habit, like, you know, going outside to drink coffee with your partner, that I would have as part of my perfect day. But I gave it up when I stopped thinking about the sort of perfect day and rather just started to obsess over just one goal of like money and success and whatever. So what I would recommend, instead of doing what I did wrong there and becoming like a one-dimensional man, and you can do this right now, think of the 10 to 20 habits that would make up your perfect day. So I've already given you three that you can start your day with. What's some other little moments that you would have in the perfect day? One of the habits will naturally be about your work and building up success, because that's still important. So for example, one of my habits in my dream day is to sit down and to record a YouTube video that feels like it's really helped younger me. That's part of my dream day still, like I'm still gonna achieve success because of this. But then what else after that? If I'm not completely obsessed with success, would I have one of these habits in my dream day being something like consume a lot of content? Probably not. Checking Instagram? No, probably not. Scrolling Instagram? Definitely not. Checking my YouTube analytics, how many views and stuff? Nah, that wouldn't be part of my dream day at all. I would have one of the habits dedicated to sitting down and recording the video, because that's what gives me a lot of fulfillment. But then after that, I wouldn't choose in my dream day to check how many views I get, or, you know, these small little tasks. I would choose instead to go downstairs and eat a healthy meal and go to the gym. And then one of my habits after I finish my workout is to stand. I have like a social area in my gym. I stand there and drink a protein shake, and I try to speak to as many people as possible. I love that habit. I'll stay there for like an hour or two a day, and I end up getting so many ideas for videos, but genuinely, it's just so fun to speak to people and deepen your connection with them. Another one of my dream habits is after the gym, I go into the sauna and I speak to people in there, so it's healthy and also social. So try this action step right now. Think of like the 10 to 20 habits that you would have in your dream day, like little moments. One of them may be to have like a cup of coffee with your partner. One of them may be to speak to your family and to have like a laughing conversation with them, and to ask your parents to tell you a story. Did you see why this is so special? Most young people are not thinking about this at all. Imagine if one of the habits that you did like every day is sit down with your dad or your mom and ask them to tell you a story about something that has happened to them. Most people in our generation, we know like nothing about our parents. Like, how sad is that? And we're all just so like tunnel vision of like, oh, I've got to work, got to get good grades, got to make money. And like, you don't even know who your parents are. Can you imagine how rich your life would be if you had a habit like this? And this is one habit. It might be like 20 minutes of your day. Now imagine if your whole day is filled with these moments where, yeah, you will sit down and do some great work. And you'll also have a habit of going to the gym. And you'll also have a habit of doing like cardio. But you can have these connecting hours with other people. And this is where the rich life comes in. This is what self-improvement gives you. It gives you a full and loving life where you have like all this social connection and love and understanding of one another. But also you build massive success at the same time. Like, I'm living proof that this path that I'm getting you on to doesn't just make you like happy, and those things are very important anyway, but also that it can make you wildly, like stupidly successful, because when you live that life, it's so inspiring for other people that other people want to follow you and listen to you and then buy your products and listen to you on social media and whatever. Or let's say you work a normal career, you're not like a content creator like me, let's say you just work like a job. Well, if you're the type of guy who's like on self-improvement and you're leveling up your social skills, naturally you'll end up getting more promotions than the guy who's even better than you at the job, because you'll be more social with the boss. Do you see how this is your competitive advantage? Everyone can work long hours on career and success, but this is what's actually special and unique, is being the person who has a full life. Not only for the success that you can build and the money you can make, but just because life is meant to be enjoyed. That is the gift of this pathway of self-improvement. I'm so happy that I've gotten consistent in these habits again, and I want you to do this as well. I hope with all my heart that the videos that I make help you to get onto this life, which I think is the best out of every kind of different lifestyle that I've lived. The life of self-improvement, the full life, is the best one by far, and I really hope I can help you to get here. Thank you for watching my video today. And do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah. By the way, no pressure, but there's a few links underneath this video that you can check out if you want to have a look at my paid programs. When you trust me enough and you feel like my free content has already changed your life, you can have a look at those.